Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A federal grant will pay for completion of a bridge across the Nenana River from the city of Nenana to lands long-eyed for development. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded the Nenana Native Association $9.1 million to finish the bridge project begun earlier with state funds.
The opportunity came up with the federal highway fund. So we decided, well, let's just go for it.
Nenana Second Chief Donald Charlie says the tribe applied to the federal Build Grant Program to help the city, which is befallen by financial problems and is being investigated by the state for past mismanagement. The bridge across the Nenana River and a parallel slough will help connect the city to Tochacket Road, which begins access to Native, State, University, and Mental Health Trust lands that could be developed for agriculture, oil and gas, and other resources.
That's what we're hoping, economically. And, you know, we hope that they would get the city out of the slump they're in.
Charlie says the city will own the bridge. No one from the city could be reached for comment. Previously, the city administered a state-funded project which began installing pilings in the river and purchased bridge materials.
We have probably 90-some percent of all the parts that we need. We have the girders there. We have everything that almost everything to get it done with it. We just need to bring somebody down to finish putting the piling in and start setting it up.
Charlie says he expects construction to begin soon. One other Alaska project received a federal build grant. The city of Amonok is getting $23 million for the Lower Yukon River Regional Port and Road Project, which involves repair and upgrade of 3.5 miles of service roads and the construction of a barge landing, dock, and wharf. The Alaska projects are among 91 across the country, receiving a total of $1.5 billion in grants. The Fairbanks City Council has adopted a budget for 2019 that anticipates more revenue and spending than the current year. The 2019 city plan approved Monday estimates general fund revenue of about $35.4 million. That's $2 million more than this year and $34.7 million in spending, slightly higher than 2018. A surplus of about $623,000 is projected in the coming year. The council adopted the budget Monday with a 5-1 vote, with member Jerry Cleworth dissenting. Cleworth cited concern over uncertainty in state and federal revenue and the council's decision to accept a $450,000 grant to hire 4 additional firefighters.
For the first time in many, many years, I'm not going to vote for the budget, because if we have a $450,000 inflicted cost that we are going to be incurring, the only revenue source that, you know, potentially could be used for that would be the increase of the reimbursement for the ambulances that we're hoping to get.
The council recently increased ambulance fees. Council members David Prus and Valerie Therrien say they believe the higher fees will be enough to cover the 4 firefighter salaries. Prus also expects some cost savings due to decreased overtime.
More firefighters equate to less overtime.
Also Monday, the council approved by a unanimous vote a new 3-year collective bargaining agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, effective January 1st. The IBEW represents 33 city workers. Catholic Church archives in Southeast Alaska will be open to an independent panel investigating sexual abuse by clergy. Coast Alaska reports the commission of 2 former judges and a retired police detective will have unfettered access to personnel files. Diocese of Juneau spokesman Dominique Johnson says the files go back to 1951, when the diocese was established.
We just want to bring everything to light and be transparent. That's why we put the commission together, to review these files so that they will know, as well as us, if there were any allegations against any ministers or people who have worked on behalf of the diocese.
The 3-person commission will consist of retired Superior Court judges Patricia Collins and Thomas Schultz and former Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell. They begin work on January 7th. Johnson says credible evidence found of perpetrators of abuse will be forwarded to the bishop and an existing review board for the protection of children.
From there, we will publish that list of names for the public to see.
That's expected to happen in June. The Juneau Bishop's decree follows a similar move by the Catholic Diocese in Anchorage, which appointed its own independent panel in October. Both say the moves were triggered by patterns of abuse by priests uncovered at churches across the country. The Diocese of Fairbanks filed for bankruptcy 10 years ago after agreeing to pay $9.8 million in settlements to around 300 victims. The Juneau Diocese has about 10,000 parishioners under its jurisdictions, making it the smallest in the nation. It oversees Catholic churches and shrines from Yakutat to Ketchikan. I'm Dan Bross.